This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An oil field disposal plant in eastern Montana exploded last Wednesday night, destroying property but causing no injuries or fatalities. The explosion was so forceful that it was felt by people 10 miles away from the site. The oil storage and disposal plant in the oil fields of eastern Montana caused a fire which continued to burn into the next day, Thursday, while emergency crews waited until it became safer to approach the site, Richland County Emergency Manager Brandon Roth said. No one was at the saltwater disposal plant about 3 miles south of Sydney when the explosion happened. The site is located in a rural area near the North Dakota border that's dotted with hundreds of oil and gas wells and storage sites. In the explosion and resulting fire, several storage tanks burned along with hoses, pipes, and associated equipment. Montana cowboy poet Wally McCrae of Colstrip died June 22nd at the age of 89. McCrae gained recognition in Montana and across the country for the resonance of his voice and the causes that he furthered with it. Wally McCrae grew up steeped in cowboy culture and was drawn to entertaining from a young age. He found success in both arenas. In 2020, McCrae was inducted into the Montana Cowboy Hall of Fame. A long list of statewide and national organizations recognized McCrae's creative contributions, including the National Endowment for the Arts. McCrae used his affinity for speaking and writing in a variety of venues. He worked as a rodeo announcer, penned 4 books of poetry and 1 of prose, and acted, directed, and wrote plays for the Coal and Cattle Country Players Theater Group in Colstrip. For decades, he used his voice, both literally and figuratively, to advocate for family ranches and the land and water critical to them. He engaged in a protracted battle with the energy developers who sought to transform Colstrip into a sprawling industrial zone to power the country, using his poetry to describe the company's tactics to garner access to the coal beneath ranchers' land and the landscapes and community ties at stake. In 1984, McCrae helped launch the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. He became a fixture at the event, attending it every year for 35 years. In 1990, he became the first cowboy poet and the first Montanan to become a National Heritage Fellow, an honor presented by the Washington, D.C.-based National Endowment for the Arts. McCrae donated the NEA prize money, $10,000, to support the Montana Cowboy Poet Gathering. Wally McCrae was one of the Northern Plains Resource Council's earliest and strongest advocates for family agricultural operations. McCrae and others pushed back on mining companies' greed for southeastern Montana coal and was so successful that Northern Plains prevailed in their nearly 4-decades-long fight to stop a railroad from being built to transport Powder River Basin coal through southeastern Montana and through historic family ranches and a lush and fertile Powder River Basin. Northern Plains Resource Council said coal bed methane production, described as a disastrous prospect for southeastern Montana landowners, never really took off in Montana, due in part to the efforts of McCrae and others. In My Requiem, a poem written by cowboy poet Wally McCrae, he offered this aspiration. Some would build an edifice, an architectural gem, to serve throughout the ages as a lasting requiem. But grant to me this final wish when I say that last amen. May my mark be carried lightly in the hearts and minds of men. Montana cowboy poet Wally McCrae, dead at the age of 89. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.